Iggy and the Stooges, Search and Destroy auf Flux FM abgespielt. Und ich habe diesen Song gewählt, weil ich mich verneigen möchte vor meinen Gästen, die es zu mir ins Studio geschafft haben. Ich habe zwei große Männer bei mir im Studio, Finn Greenall, better known as Fink, und Mark Ellis, well known as Flood, sind beide bei mir im Studio. Der Musiker, der jetzt schon zur Flux FM Familie gehört, Fink, den muss ich euch nicht mehr groß vorstellen. Und auch die Flood Biografie habt ihr im Prinzip alle im Blut, denn er hat den Soundtrack eures Lebens produziert. Von den 80ern an bis in die jüngere Gegenwart hinein hat er wahnsinnig viele Platten gemacht. Es sind unfassbar viele Platten, die für mich wichtig waren, die aus seinem Studio kommen oder die unter seiner Regie entstanden sind. Und ich bin wirklich sehr, sehr froh und stolz, dass wir beide hier haben. I'm very proud. I'm really honored to have you here. Fink and Flood, how are you doing today?
Lovely.
Doing lovely. Great.
Yeah, loving lovely. It.
Where are you coming from right now, actually?
Well, I came from my house,
yes,
which is around the corner, and Flood came from London.
Nice.
Yeah, London.
So good to hear that you're here, really. I'm really happy that the both of you made it into this very studio. And I'm happy that you work together once again. There seems to be a nice kind of like vibe between you guys, because that's what I always think is important, to have like a relationship of trust between the artist and the producer. Because I mean, you're opening your heart as an artist, and you do want to get the best out of the artist. So trust and kind of like a love for each other is like super important. When did you realize that you could go for another one?
Well, when I started to do another one, I think, and because I really didn't think that Flood would say no.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't ever going to say no.
So I was like, okay, dude, I'm doing another one. How are we going to do it? Was more of the question.
Yeah.
Are we going to do it like the first one or the second one? And we ended up hybridizing the two, right?
Yeah. And you did pull quite a few surprises at the beginning.
Of this one?
Yeah.
Okay, like what?
Well, I got the demos and I was listening to them, and then you came over, and in your mind, they were much more fully formed than demos.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, oh, I now have to think about this completely differently.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Because the stuff that he came up with was so far, and then it was more than a demo.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
But when you're listening to something thinking that it's the demo,
yeah,
you think of it in a very different way.
Yeah.
So as soon as you did that, it's like, oh, just a minute. And it makes you think in a completely different way. And so it opens the whole creative process up, rather than it being, because you can get very narrowed and very controlled very early on if you're not careful.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah.
But I think that's something that speaks volumes for you as a producer, because you've done so many various things that sound so much so differently. Each record and each band has a different sound. I mean, compare the Nine Inch Nails to Fink, it's like it's two different worlds, and it seems as if you were not the producer who tries to force a certain sound onto the artist. You're always listening and you're trying to get I think there's a common vocabulary that's got to happen between the artist and the producer, and that seems to be something that you're always looking for.
Well, I like to be selfish. I like to work with people who are going to be fun to be around. There's a chemistry, and God forbid, I like the music.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing else really. So you've got to go in, hear the music, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing something for me. Meet the man. We just hit it off, like we just sit and there talking.
We had to remind ourselves to stop talking and get
exactly.
To work.
Cool. Yeah. So that's how it goes when you guys meet. It's like you come up with some ideas in a demo. You show him to Flood, and then you start discussing on how to record the whole stuff, how to improve the whole stuff. Because I know that with the Blues Resurgam album, you only used one mic and one vintage amp.
Blues album. Yeah,
for the Blues album.
Mm.
But this time, you discovered that you could use more than one mic, or.
Blues album was super basic. Resurgam was super bloated in a fancy studio with Flood for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, what we wanted to do was just be a bit more, okay, what worked and what didn't work from those two really vastly different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of went for a bit of a middle ground. So I tracked most of it in my studio in Vedding, and then sent Flood what I was tracking. And then Flood would then put his mind on it and put his eye on it and put his magic fingers on it and send back to me what he had done, and then that would inform what I would do next. And it was like a conversation With audio files.
Ah, okay, cool.
It was really, really beautiful. And there's loads and loads of files went back and forth as the tracks just slowly got built.
So the discussion was not only has not only been done with words, but with music files as well.
It's primarily about music and files. Cool. And it's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us, like, you know, over the albums, we've got such great respect for each other. So it becomes each person is in a different emotional space and you're waiting to receive what the other person is saying emotionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can be quite brutal because you as the recipient is not getting attached to any of the emotions of anything that's being put in. Or like when it comes back to you, you might go, oh, really, you've missed the point.
Yeah.
But it's made me think about this in a different way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's nothing is ever destructive.
Okay, cool.
It has to be sort of creative.
Yeah. So that might be a parallel to the situations when you work with Alan Moulder, because I've read that there was so many things were done without a conversation. It was just like looking at each other and like, mm. And then you knew that you had to work on stuff again.
Yeah. I mean, he's like my best friend of like 35 years, you know. I mean, you don't really need to talk.
If he still had to explain stuff to you, oh, no.
Oh, no. No, you wouldn't want that.
What I love about the job of a producer is the fact that you're working on the verge between science and art, because you have to use scientific knowledge to make the sound nice. You know, you have to know about frequencies and phasing of microphones and all that stupid stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's the worst, right?
Oh, it's not stupid.
No. But then with the means of science, you create art together with an artist. That always fascinated me. How important is that for you, that you're working on that verge? Because I know that you started out as a musician, you realized my guitar playing, well, there are other people who are playing the sixth string better than I do.
That's why I'm a producer.
Then they started producing. Indeed. But it must be like the best of both worlds for you.
It's the studio is an instrument.
Yeah.
And Finn plays.
He knows how to play it. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, say on the blues album, I was sitting there and never worked with him, and I was sticking out the faders, and he'd recorded everything, and I'm going, wow, this sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So you can be creative. And he was listening to the stuff that I was doing on top of what he'd done. And he was going, wow, I've never thought it would be like that. So the technique should never get in the way of the art. But if you've got the art supported by technique, then it's an amazing place.
Yeah.
And it works both ways. So that as a producer, you need to respect the musician.
Yeah.
But you also have to push them and it works the other way. Like, really? You call that a vocal sound?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, I'm trying to sing. I'm trying to sing my life out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be sat in a box out there, you know, like with some expensive microphone. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Or the complete opposite. So it's about the human beings.
Yeah. And then really, I think that's interesting, because there has to be a vocabulary that you both use when you're talking about music, when you're producing together. And there's different words that describe the music that don't necessarily have to do anything with music, you know? When one's in the studio, you always talk about the big picture, or there's a color appearing that I don't want to see.
Sure.
Although there's no, I mean, it's a recording of audio, you know what I'm saying? And as soon as you have the right vocabulary to talk to the producer or the artist, you come a long way, I think, you know?
I mean, it's all about being able to communicate with each other, and sometimes language is not the best way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes demonstrating is the best way of doing it. So rather than Flood spend 20 minutes describing to me the vocal chain, he'll just be like, give me a second, click, click, click.
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Yeah.
It's just better than trying to persuade me that it's good. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And also, Flood's an expert in capturing the best take. It's not about, and that doesn't involve any technical elements at all. That all comes from the artist.
Yeah.
So a lot of what Flood's like genius lies in is people management. You know, there's an awful lot of
psychology, right?
You know, in production, and as long as the artist is delegates in the right places, as long as it's like, look, you know, I want the record that I want, but I want, as a producer, I want you to feel included and belong to the process. It's when, like, the Beatles famously talked of George Martin, like, he just presses record, really, doesn't he? And he's just kind of like, well, I don't know if he did. If you felt that way, that meant you weren't thinking about what he was doing, which makes him a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's the artist's record.
Yeah.
And as a producer,
You're at the service of the artist, kind of, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and that can be taken many ways.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel I can't work with people that I don't love the music, yeah, don't respect, and like as human beings. Because yeah, then, otherwise, you can't have, I think that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Or I think that sounds brilliant, and not get all these egos in the way.
Totally, yeah.
You know, and it's like, you're doing something that's so valuable and should never be like put on with money, or it's like it's so important.
Yeah.
And it needs to be valued. And people who will stand on stage and commit themselves to it, that's so important.
Yeah.
You know, particularly in the times we're living in.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be valued by money.
Yeah. And I really like the fact that I think you described the job somehow as in comparison to a film producer or a film director who's directing a movie, but at the same time the script is like Fink's script, maybe, you know, and then you're directing it with Fink on set. Maybe that's a really a nice way to describe the whole job. Now, before we talk about the music too much, let's listen.
Sure, let's do it.
Let's listen to the recording. Yourself,
please, let's listen.
Freaking Flood. We watch the stars.
Nice.
Let's listen to that.
One by one, we watch the stars come on.
Think we watch the stars. Finn Greenall, the artist behind the song.
And the radio engineer behind that song.
You radio edited the song. Yeah. And the discussion just happened because Finn was explaining Flood what a radio editor has to do. And Flood was like, are y'all really?
Just schooling this beginner on what it all means.
Oh, one of my nicknames is Sonic Butcher.
The Sonic Butcher.
The Sonic Butcher.
He struck again. Struck again for the Flux FM radio edit. Now, what I love about the records that you've done with Flood, but what I love about the Fink records in general is the fact that there's not too many high frequencies happening. It's not like there's so many sounds that seem to come directly from the gut, and it's like an organic sounding stuff that you're doing. How did you guys get to that result, that sound as a result? Was it like the EQs were just, you know, it was just, or was it with the microphones? How do you work on that special sound of yours?
You got to start with what's happening, which is I'm singing a song. So you got to start with what the voice sounds like, and then you dress it around. And some voices need a lot of stuff going on pull it up. Other voices just need a big soft bed underneath it just to kind of hold it up.
Yeah.
And neither of us really like super shiny, super glimmery, mega pop productions. Yeah. I respect them, but I can't listen to it. It hurts my ears.
Yeah, not mine too. Yeah.
I love those records from the Laurel Canyon period where everything was all woody and bouncy and everything was soft and gorgeous. And I think as a producer, you kind of, you don't mind that period either in terms of the soundscape. Just push the grit a little bit harder.
Well, I don't like abrasive top end and over compression and all of these things. But ultimately, we never had a discussion. It's a vocabulary that is unspoken.
Oh, cool.
You know, Finn will send something over and I go, oh, yeah, great. I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
Or, well, I don't like that part.
Yeah.
And I'll send something back to him and he'll go, that's feeling all right, or that's out of focus. It's a dialogue that was just natural.
Yeah. But when the whole dialogue started like 2.5 records ago, were you intimidated?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Because, I mean, Flood is like, he's a nice guy. I've met him now.
Bro, you've only met him once.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's like a superficial thing that's happening right now.
Yeah, with him a few times.
On the surface, he's like a nice guy.
It's on the surface.
I have an assumed name.
It's like, no, obviously, I one of the things I'm sure you battle with on early days of early sessions is to try and get rid of that level you've done this and I love that, I love him, so whatever you say I should do, I'm going to do. And that doesn't yield good records.
No.
With the Blues album, it was Flood was just a fan of the music, so there wasn't any, and it was already done.
Ah, okay.
So it was a
just
nice
a mixing thing,
it was a
right?
Bit of a hang and a mix. It was really nice.
Nice.
And on the on I really respect Flood's opinion on music and life and sound, obviously. Yeah. But I've also got a bit of my own vision, and I kind of want Flood's help to get it there. I don't want Flood to take it there. Yeah. I want Flood to help me get it there, you know? Yeah. And I think that's why we kind of collaborate so nicely. Because it's
this
like...
This photo that's kind of like advertising the Q&A that's happening tonight. And on this photo, Flood's behind the desk with his hands on the desk. Yes, and you're in front of the desk... pointing your finger into the air, and it really looks like this doesn't sound right, Flood.
Well, actually, I hate to break this bubble, but you know, we really have a quite hard time in the studio together. Mm. You know, and it's like I've got to really respect this man because his bite, and his bark are equal.
Yeah. But that's what. Yeah. Oh fuck. I'm just a bit scared now. No, but that's what they say that. Diamonds are made under pressure, right?
Oh, I like that. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
No.
That's nice, isn't it?
Well, yeah, diamonds are made under pressure.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool.
That's a lyric. You're not getting anything. Diamonds are
made under pressure. I can listen to the fix song already.
You can hear that already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh my god.
Let's do it. I want like a few production points though.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it a lot because of the gamer thing.
I don't recall us ever having this
situation. A win-win-win-win situation. That's what it's going to be. Sorry. So, the Q&A thing that I've just announced, it's going to happen tonight from 6 on.
Nice.
And there's going to be a few people invited. You have invited a few fans.
Sure.
Who are going to ask you questions. You haven't done it before, but you're going to do it in Amsterdam, Paris, and London.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect from people?
Got
a lot
no
of questions.
Idea.
Really?
Yeah, questions and answers, mm-hmm. really. I don't know. We'll soon find out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully, they'll keep it clean.
I certainly won't.
I love it. It's going to be a dirty, dirty sex talk on Flux FM.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
And it's like you want to open people up to the process.
Yes, right? I think so too, yeah.
But it's very hard to be totally specific about it because it is just such a fluid...
And it's nerd talk all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, but I'm well in touch with my nerd side. Do you want to talk about phase? Bring it on, brother. Bring it on.
So that second microphone, where should I put it?
Oh,
Flood,
no.
Where should I put it?
Don't. Stop it.
Don't mention software either.
No phase conversations. Don't. Yeah, some very expensive.
It's like 15-inch nerd talk or what is it called?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We had some serious technical... inquiries, didn't we, on the record? Yeah, but that's the problem when you're trying to use technology sometimes.
Yeah,
you're gonna have some problems.
But what I really love about the whole Q&A thing is the fact that you're opening up the whole process to normal people. Let's call them normal people who haven't done things like that before.
Totally.
I've been to a studio, I've recorded a few songs with professional people around me, and I know why the studio is an instrument and where the magic is happening. Maybe, maybe not.
Well, that's it, and that's what the whole thing is. I mean, it's. If we could all go in and go, right, today we're going to record a monster hit.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here.
No, we'd be in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing that I love, because you're working on the verge of science and art. We've established that.
Mm-hmm.
And then magic is happening too. That's another part of the whole thing, because you could record the best sounding album of all times with the most intelligent lyrics and chord progressions that are unheard of. But if the luck isn't on your side, nothing's going to happen.
There's no heart in it. There's no
human
soul.
Beings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to fail. You can go into the best studio in the world, but if you don't believe what you're singing, you're never going to never going to get anywhere. Even pop hits, even A-list radio hits have heart and soul somewhere in the mix.
Yeah,
they do.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're there on top, there's a reason for it.
Absolutely.
And it's not like the stupidity of people up
not
there.
At all.
It's
not
the heart
all.
Of the song.
Well, it's a human being can perceive another human being like on through the music.
That's
and
true.
If there are no mistakes, you start to think, that doesn't quite feel natural.
Yeah. Now, this feels really natural because I have to go on a break real quick.
Perfect.
But we're going to be back.
Okay. Werbung.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, das war nochmal Fink mit Bloom Innocent, eine neue Produktion, die mit Flood angefertigt hat. Ich habe noch 1000 Fragen, I have 1000 more questions, but I gotta leave some to the audience, that's gonna appear soon. Und für das Q&A mit Flood und Fink kann ich jetzt noch schnell Tickets verlosen. Wer dabei sein möchte, wenn die beiden auf der Bühne stehen hier bei uns, auf der Dachterrasse und eure Fragen beantworten, dann ruft ihr mich jetzt schnell an, 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer, zum Glück Berlin 2000 9000, das Q&A beginnt um 6. Ihr solltet also unter Umständen schon in der Nähe sein. Und um 19.15 Uhr dann ungefähr wird Fink unten auch nochmal ein paar neue Stücke solo spielen. You're gonna play on your own, right?
Yeah,
oh, love it. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be the front row guy.
Five tracks or something.
Yeah, nice though.
Two of the new ones.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, a
couple of golden classics.
Und Flood werde ich versuchen nochmal zu verhaften, wenn er wieder in Berlin ist, damit wir mal ein längeres Interview machen können. I'm gonna try to keep in contact with you, so we're gonna do a longer interview, because I mean there's so much stuff that we have to talk about, Flood. I'm sorry. I have to talk about so much stuff with you, because you've recorded the soundtrack of my life, and I want to know about your feelings towards PJ Harvey's
He's on NDAs across all of that.
Oh, yeah. Everything's bad.
Everything.
Except Fink, right? The Fink record.
We haven't signed the NDA yet.
No.
It's coming.
The gloves are off.
Also, 030-2000-9000 fürs Fink and Flood Q&A. Thanks a lot for visiting once again.
Pleasure, man, as always.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll see you soon. Both of you, I hope.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye.